Hello, everyone. You are listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Euclid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. Today in religion, we'll discuss the first chapter of the Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching, attributed to the ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, is one of the foundational texts of Taoism. Written over 2,000 years ago, its teachings continue to resonate with readers today. While many sections of the book are brief, the depth of wisdom within them is profound. Chapter 1 of the Tao Te Ching, in particular, sets the stage for the rest of the text, introducing core concepts that define Taoism thought. This segment delves into the essence of the first chapter and its philosophical implications. The opening lines, understanding the Tao. The first lines of the Tao Te Ching are often translated as, "The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that cannot be named is not the eternal name." We start off with an interesting idea. These lines immediately set the tone for what follows. They emphasize that ineffable nature of the Tao, pronounced Tao, often translated as the way or the path. However, the term Tao defines precise definition. Lao Tzu tells us that any attempt to describe the Tao in human language falls short because the Tao transcends the limitations of words and names. At its core, the Tao represents the ultimate principle underlying the universe and all of existence. It's the force that flows through everything, but it is beyond comprehension or classification. The act of naming it, of trying to confine it into language or human understanding, immediately distances us from the true nature. Lao Tzu points out that any description of the Tao is an approximation. The true Tao is beyond expression. The idea touches on a reoccurring theme in many spiritual traditions. The concept of an absolute, all-encompassing force or reality that cannot be fully captured in words. In Taoism, the emphasis is on recognizing the limitations of language and intellect when approaching ultimate truth. It encourages humility, reminding us that the deeper truths of existence cannot be fully grasped by the mind alone. This part of the chapter seems to be saying that the enduring and unchanging Tao cannot be fully comprehended. The eternal name cannot be understood through human language. While we can have an understanding of the Tao, we will never be able to fully comprehend it. Imagine yourself going out by a large, endless body of water. You are able to take a cup of water for yourself. The endless water represents the Tao, whereas the cup you have taken will give you an understanding of how to work with the Tao in your life. The cup of water will be all the love, knowledge, wisdom, and so on you'll need to live a fulfilling life. We as individuals can learn to flow with the Tao throughout life to help us live a more satisfying life. The dual nature of reality, Lao Tzu continues. The nameless is the origin of heaven and earth. The named is the mother of the 10,000 things. Here Lao Tzu introduces a duality that runs throughout the Tao Te Ching. The distinction between the nameless and the name. The nameless refers to the unmanifested, formless aspect of reality. The Tao is its pure, undifferentiated state. It is the source from which everything arises. often described as the origin of heaven and earth meeting the entire cosmos. On the other hand, the name refers to the world of form, the tangible, the manifested universe, the 10,000 things, and the Taoist terminology. This includes everything we can perceive with our senses and categorize with our minds. In Taoism, this duality between the formless and the formed, the nameless and the name, represents two aspects of the same reality. While these two aspects seem opposite, they are not separate. The formless gives birth to the world of form, just as silence gives birth to sound. They are different expressions of the same underlying reality. This dynamic interplays between the Tao as the unmanifested and the Tao as the manifested world is central to understanding Taoist thought. Both aspects of the Tao are essential, and recognizing their unity is key to grasping the nature of existence. The Tao brought forth the heavens and the earth. Some versions say it is the mother of 10,000 things. This verse seems to be making a distinction between that which is infinite and that which is finite. As being the originator of heaven and earth, it has created infinite possibilities. For example, time is an infinite concept that goes on forever in either direction. As far as we know, space expands out forever in all directions. As being the mother of 10,000 things, it implies the finite structure of things. Our bodies break down and eventually die. Some may understand the nameless side of the Tao as the spiritual side, where the Tao that is named may represent the physical state side. Embracing mystery and paradox. As the first chapter continues, Laozi introduces another important Taoist theme. Ever desireless, one can see the mystery. Ever desiring, one sees the manifestations. Here, Laozi speaks to the role of desire in shaping our perception of reality. When we are desireless, we can glimpse the mystery of the Tao. In this state, we are open to perceiving the deeper, more subtle aspects of existence, the hidden, formless, and infallible nature of reality. Without the distractions of desire, we can move beyond the surface of things and experience the Tao in its most pure form. However, when we are filled with desire, our attention becomes fixed on the manifestations, the world of form, materiality, and differentiation. Desire pulls our focus toward the external and tangible and the superficial, distancing us from the underlying mystery of the Tao. Laozi doesn't necessarily suggest desire is wrong, but he points out how it shapes our perspective and understanding. The key message here is about balance. Taoism doesn't advocate renouncing the material world or suppressing desires completely, but encourages us to recognize the transient nature of the eternal world and seek a deeper connection with the mystery behind it. It is through embracing both the mystery and the manifestations, the nameless and the named, that we can live in harmony with the Tao. If we are without desire, we can find the mystery, but if we are always desiring, we will only see the outer fringe of the mystery. If we desire material things, we will always have our focus on the manifestations of the mystery, but not see the mystery itself. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is full of desire when it comes to material things. We try to have the biggest houses and the best cars and make the most money. When you are seeking these kind of things, it's hard to see the and understand the spiritual nature of things. Science has taught us that atoms are mostly empty space, generally over 99.999 and so on empty space. The manifestation of material is barely there. However, the mystery of spirit can be found within ourselves and those around us. I believe this verse is telling us to slow down on desiring material things and just allow things to be without desiring. This is not saying that one can't have material things. It's how much focus we put on those material things that will bind us from seeing the spiritual aspect of life. Wanting to go to sleep makes it harder to actually fall asleep. Desireless means to allow, trust, and permit. Desiring is the learning part. Allowing is the doing part, such as riding a bike. The 10,000 things represent categorized, classified, and scientifically named objects of the earth, but we can't create human body parts and things like that. Some might view the idea of seeing the mystery as a way of letting go and trusting in the source. Desireless seems to be more along the lines of showing instead of wanting. We allow the Tao to work in us so we are able to see the mystery. The mystery cannot be explained in human language, but it can be revealed to those who allow it. The 10,000 things are the things that we can understand and speak about. I'm sure that 10,000 isn't supposed to represent an actual number, but rather represent the things that we can know through the use of words. The Tao that can be named is the mother of 10,000 things. For example, think of how science puts so many things in categories such as species of animals, the difference between stars and planets, and so on. However, there are things beyond science, and as soon as something is discovered, there are 10 more questions that are being asked. Trying to comprehend the eternal past is like trying to comprehend the eternal Tao, as it cannot be fully done. While research can be fun, it isn't our job to understand everything about everything. The unity of opposites. Lao Tzu concludes the first chapter with, "These two, the mystery and the manifestations, spring from the same source but differ in name. This appears as darkness, darkness within darkness, the gate to all mystery." This final section reinforces the idea of unity within duality. The mystery, the formless, the Tao, and the manifestation, the world of form, both arise from the same source. They are two aspects of the same reality, differing only in name or appearance. Lao Tzu refers to this source as darkness, a metaphor for the unknown and the ineffable. It is a darkness that contains infinite potential, a fertile void from which all things emerge. The phrase darkness within darkness suggests a deeper level of mystery. No matter how far we penetrate into the understanding of the Tao, there will always be more layers of mystery. The Tao is not something that can be fully understood or exhausted. It is infinite in its depth and complexity. Lao Tzu invites us to embrace this darkness, to step into the unknown, and to accept that there will always be aspects of existence that elude our understanding. This opens the mystery and is in itself a way of being in harmony with the Tao. This verse could also be saying to just leave things be instead of trying to figure out everything. Have you ever had to stop thinking about something so that something would pop into your head while not thinking about it. There are several times that I was trying to find the right word to say, but the harder I tried to recall it, the more trouble I had bringing it to mind. Then, after I geared my thoughts toward other things, the word would pop up. The Tao is constantly in motion. Our bodies are changing every second. Nothing remains the same. Trying to fully understand another person may be an entire fruitless effort. Life is full of uncertainties. Sometimes it's best to live in the moment rather than fret about the future or dwell in the past. Just let yourself be. Learn to be aware of your surroundings and what you are sensing with your five senses. It's fine to plan for the future, but don't get discouraged when things don't go exactly as planned. It is a rare for something to go as you think it will. The present is all we truly have. Similar to Buddhism, the Tao asks that you be free from desire in order to see the mystery. This is a tough teaching, as it can be difficult to rid ourselves of desire. However, the Tao Te Ching speaks against the notion of greed and selfishness. If you can let go of your desires, it is easier to see the hidden mystery. Sometimes it may feel like you are almost there and can see part of the mystery, while it seems that part of it is veiled. The thing to do is to not try so hard to see it, but let it come to you. This may seem like a contradiction, and the Tao Te Ching is full of seeming contradictions which are necessary to make the whole. The best way to seek the mystery is by not doing. Relax and don't try so hard. The Practical Wisdom of Chapter 1. While Chapter 1 of the Tao Te Ching may seem abstract, its teachings have profound practical implications. Lao Tzu offers a framework for understanding and navigating the world in a way that fosters peace, balance, and harmony. Letting go of the need to control. By acknowledging the limitations of language and the intellect, Lao Tzu encourages us to let go of the need to control or fully understand everything. This is a call to surrender to the flow of life, trusting in the Tao rather than trying to force things to conform to our desires. Living with humility, recognizing the mystery at the heart of existence, fosters humility. When we accept that there are aspects of reality beyond our comprehension, we become more open to learning, growth, and change. Finding balance. The interplay between the formless and the formed, the mystery and the manifestations, reminds us to seek balance in our lives. While we live in the material world, we can also cultivate a connection to the deeper aspects of existence, finding harmony between the spiritual and the material. Embracing the unknown. Lao Tzu invites us to embrace the unknown and the unknowable, to be comfortable with uncertainty and paradox. This acceptance allows us to move through life with greater peace and flexibility, out untroubled by the need for definite answers. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and please visit my website below.